Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Gaining strength at this hour, a slight shift to the track in the most recent forecast. When it's now set to hit as a major Category 3 hurricane, winds 115 miles per hour. And what they're saying about its speed and what this means once it comes ashore.
That eye tells the story in terms of is or is this not a major hurricane. It is very close, only 1 mile per hour off from Category 3 status. It is still a Category 2 barely, but this is essentially a major hurricane at this time.
That was Joseph Neubauer last night at 10 o'clock on WEAR when the storm was, as you heard him say, you know, just barely even a Category 2 at that time. And this was one of the things that turns out to have been inaccurate about the predictions. The path of the storm staying more to the west, a very fast moving storm around 18 miles an hour as it's barreling north. But, you know, even yesterday there was a lot of uncertainty about whether it would even get to be a Category 3 status. Category 2, Category 3, you know, kind of differing opinions about that. Well, it got to be a Category 3 late last night, and it is already now a Category 4 storm. The latest NOAA report coming out at 5 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock our time, said 18 miles an hour and 130 miles an hour winds. That is a Category 4 just at the break point. 130 to 156 is what Category 4. And, yeah, tight eye, very powerful storm. If you look at this on any of the radar imagery, right now the bulk of the storm is – you know how there's kind of like that that picture from overhead of where, like, this is the storm and then that's the outer effects? Well, the entire Big Bend is exactly the area of the storm. So the land is the demarcation between the intense part and the non-intense part of the storm right now. It's going to come ashore somewhere around 8 o'clock this morning. And by the way, the storm surge, the peak surge, got upgraded again late yesterday to, it had been in 8 to 12 feet. It's now been pushed up to 12 to 16 feet of storm surge going everywhere from McCalla all down to Wakulla County, just the, you know, the northernmost portion of the Big Bend on the Panhandle side, all the way down to, like, Yankeetown. They've got that as 12 to 16 feet of storm surge. So this is going to be horrible for that area. And I'll just tell you, it reminds me both of last year, and weirdly, it reminds me of Michael. And, you know, we don't have any indication that it's going to be that strong. But remember, we didn't have any indication that Michael was going to be that strong either. And it's kind of like reclassified after the fact, classified up to a Category 5 after the fact. And we thought Michael was going to be something. But, you know, it turns out, I mean, wipes towns off the map kind of damage. And it just, they never get this kind of a storm in that part. Just like they, you know, same thing for last year. They don't get that kind of a storm over in Fort Myers Beach, and, you know, that area just doesn't get hit. So very, very unusual storm, you know, high intense. And look, I've only lived here for 9 years, okay? So I'm speaking on the basis of my experience having lived here 9 years, and, you know, first time I ever had a hurricane was, you know, Sally. So I don't have, like, some long experience with this stuff. But based on what we've seen, some very surprising features of this storm, particularly, again, the strength and the fact that it kind of the path kept staying straighter and not curving quite as much. You know, I described it yesterday as a left-handed bowler, you know, bowling at the pocket. And that's still basically true, but, you know, it takes longer and longer to break because it's moving very fast and it's very strong. And now it's expected to go up over basically like central Georgia and over into South Carolina. And then, and here's, look, I don't want to predict anything because I certainly don't know any better than anybody else. But I know that yesterday evening, some of the tracks, if you looked, it would kind of come up and over South Carolina and then go out in the Atlantic. And then it's anybody's guess. And by anybody's guess, I mean, could be Greenland, could head back towards Africa, could head towards, you know, South America, or could bend entirely around and kind of come back over the peninsula in our direction. Nobody seems to know. It's like all of the plots kind of, they get to that portion past South Carolina out on the Atlantic coast, they get out in the ocean, and then it's like, hey, anything could happen here. So, you know, we certainly don't know that that's the case, and we don't have reason to expect that it would, you know, reform and re-enter the eastern coast of Florida, but we have seen that path with other storms before. So, you know, just be aware that this is a big event for our neighbors to the east. It's going to affect us. I mean, no weather effects to us, really, except for maybe some rain. But we're definitely praying and keeping those folks in our prayers. You know, President Biden yesterday giving his words of assurance, as he has always done, as every president has always done, and appropriately so, that he would be there for our neighbors and for the state of Florida in whatever capacity the federal government is needed.
I spoke with the governor last night. We're providing everything that he possibly needs. We're in constant contact. I had the director of FEMA in here today, earlier, talking about it. There's going to be, I think we're worried about the surge, the ocean surge. We don't know exactly yet. It's hour to hour we're watching this. But I told the governor that and the mayor, and the regions that are likely to be hit first, that we're there as long as it takes. We're going to make sure they have everything they need.
Yeah, and I know the people on the west coast of, you know, the peninsula are thinking, man, what's going on? You know, we just did this last year, which never happens. And you heard Top of the Hour Fox News talking about, or maybe it was David, talking about, you know, Tallahassee has not seen stuff like this. So This is very significant for our neighbors to the east. 516 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And just an odd thing, it is apparently the I-named storms have one of the higher, I don't remember if it was the highest or one of the higher, but are a more commonly retired name because they wind up being, you know, major hurricanes instead of just being, you know, Category 1 or Category 2. 517 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians. They hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep, and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
Don't miss our Labor Day special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at nervivehealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We won! That's all that matters.
No. The way we win matters.
Been an all diva week, I think.
I guess so.
Yeah.
An Ender's game.
Oh, nice! I didn't know if you would know that one. That's great. And I play that in part because yesterday we were talking about the Chinese, the drone swarm program that the United States military is trying to develop against the Chinese. Because that's our way, you know, they have more numbers, right, of everything. And so our solution is, hey, cheap Chinese drones that are only a couple hundred dollars a piece that if you send 1,000 of them at a time, it overwhelms the defenses. You know, it'd be better if maybe we didn't have to import the drone parts from, you know,
unless we go
potential
up against China.
Adversary.
Yeah.
Why are the drones not working, sir? I don't know. so that's a concern. 5:21 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, and David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, of course, as we've been talking about all morning, Hurricane Idalia now reaching Category 4 strength this morning, heading towards the Big Bend region. They're saying sustained winds of 130 miles an hour. And just seeing here on Fox News, they had some images of the storm surge, some live shots here from a little while ago, and already looks like they're facing quite a storm surge there. And as everybody in Florida is worried about Hurricane Idalia, you know, they're also fighting some wildfires over in Louisiana. And Governor John Edwards there says help is coming from all over the country to fight the Tiger Island fire. Apparently, this has been burning for over a week now, spreading to about 33,000 acres, one of the biggest wildfires seen in Louisiana. And they say that more than 600 wildfires have burned 100 square miles across Louisiana.
Isn't that just, I mean, just think about that for a second. We're having historic rainfall and wind in a massive hurricane that's going to be hitting the Big Bend. And then, you know, only, what, 200 miles west?
Right, yeah, not very far.
And it's wildfires from drought, dry conditions, right? You know, but of course we've been dry too. So sorry, David, go ahead.
Well, and on a lighter note, CBS is going to be airing a special tribute show to Bob Barker this week. Drew Carey will be hosting a special Price is Right primetime show. It's a Price is Right, a tribute to Bob Barker. It'll be primetime tomorrow night. It'll have highlights from Bob Barker's time hosting the show, from his first episode, the first appearance of Plinko, all the great moments of his career.
Oh, Plinko.
And, so that'll be tomorrow night, prime time on CBS.
You a fan of the Drew Carey variant of The Price is Right?
I don't think I've really watched it on a regular basis since I was a kid, which would have been during Bob Barker's time.
Right.
You know, I'm sure Drew Carey's... I always liked Drew Carey, too.
It's not
the same,
bad.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's about the best you can say. It's fine, but it's not Bob. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just not. And, you know, it's, you know, Jeopardy has struggled ever since Alex Trebek, right? And so,
I feel like the you know, 70s, 80s, 90s had these huge personalities,
massive,
these larger
perfect,
than life
yeah.
people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just almost impossible to replicate the people who made all of those shows so successful.
Yeah, and you don't really quite know why that's the case. Is there some, you know, developmental pipeline for minor league game show hosts, you know, becoming, right. You know, who they are and getting their talents and whatever. And, you know, the answer. And I mean, Pat Sajak is leaving. Right. So it's, you know, all of these you grew up on them. Folks are either past or just moving on to other things. David, thanks so much for the update. 5:24 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going? I'm not getting into that right now. I have a lot of stuff on my list of, like, oh, these are kind of some interesting things, you know, for us to talk about. Here's one we found out yesterday from Mayor D.C. Reeves. I guess I didn't realize, and I apologize. You know, I try to know everything I can, but sometimes things slip past. I didn't realize that Fire Station 4 for the Pensacola Fire Department was not being used. If you don't know where Fire Station 4 is, that's the one west on, like, Q and Garden. When you go up and over the bridge, going west there. The one that's got the new water firefighting, like to simulate boat firefighting in the backyard, that's Fire Station 4. It hasn't been inhabited for a while because of mold issues.
We're talking about fire department. We have some good news. The mold remediation is complete at Fire Station 4. All the restoration cleaning has been completed, and the personnel is back in at Station 4, which, of course, is over here on the west side of the city.
Well, that's good news. But that's, you remember Fire Station 3 had to be completely rebuilt. That's the one on Summit, right by the airport there. That's the one that, turned from being closed down to being the Taco Bell kind of style, Mesa style of architecture. So the mayor yesterday making the note that, we've been running into this kind of problem a lot where we have structural issues or mold issues or, City Hall has these problems and the remediation is going to be very expensive. And it looks to me like we're probably not going to do the big interior design refurbishing that had been scheduled for a long time for the city council chambers. So he says, look, I think it's time for us to invest a little bit more in personnel here.
We actually have a second building facilities maintenance position that's being created in this budget for that exact reason. Their primary focus is actually going to be on community centers on the parks and rec side of things because we have so many, community centers. And my argument is, and I said in the budget workshop, that's a position that should pay for itself exponentially, because if we are on top of something a year sooner, if we see something a year sooner, then the cost that we're expending right now to fix things should never rise to the number that it is if we've got eyes on it.
Yeah, and that's right. If you hire the staff to identify the problems so that you catch them earlier so that you don't have to pay more to remediate them, and maybe you even save some structures in the process, gosh, that position pays for itself pretty quickly. And I support this decision. This makes sense. It's almost one of those, why didn't we have more of this before? How did we not know this was such a problem before? But again, one of the kind of, adulting things that D.C. Reeves has done as mayor is think of it as a business, and you can't know what needs to be done in your business until you know what you've got. And the idea of evaluating all of these different buildings and, figuring out, well, what do we really have? And what's the mileage like on the cruisers? And, just kind of an inventory so that then you can put things on a replacement schedule. You can inspect them when there might be a possibility that they've gone off and, have a plan. A plan starts with information. He's a data guy, he always says. But have a plan for figuring out how to refurbish or to repair these things as you go forward. So, that all makes sense. And again, I apologize. I didn't even know the fire station was closed. So 437-1620, 437-1620. If you are a business and you have employees, it means that you have benefits, you have payroll, you have, you have human resources, you've got to figure out health, dental, vision, life, disability insurance, and all that. And maybe you love this stuff, or maybe you're good at it, or maybe what you've got is fantastic and all wonderful if that's you. But if you kind of wonder, or if you know that's not the case, or if the headache of even thinking about this, gives you fits, like, Andrew, stop talking about this. I'm trying to have a good cup of coffee this morning. Okay, call Torgerson and Causey. They can help. I know because they've helped us. Here at News Radio in Cat Country about 6 years ago, we started working with them, and they gave my family, options we didn't have before, which what I never liked about the kind of the past was you're in or you're out with the healthcare. I'm like, well, yeah, okay, fine. What's our real option? Well, the option was nothing. Out is not an option. So then there were different choices of what level of coverage and what kind of deductibles, and we chose a plan that made more sense for us. And so they gave us that option. And my wife is a question asker, just like I am, and she's always very detailed, and she's like, finding somebody to handle insurance is hard. Well, they've been great. Very detailed, very thorough, very customer-friendly. So I'm just telling you that when we made the switch, it was a tremendous improvement of our of the service and the options. So have them look at what you're doing for your business and see if you can't save a little bit of money or give your employees some better options. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. What else do we have going on this morning? This is kind of in the category of, really? Remember I told you yesterday that the Biden administration is looking to maybe recommend that everybody only drinks 2 drinks of alcohol per week?
Yes.
Yeah, good luck. You remember how prohibition went for the people who put it in place? Anyway.
Why?
And, now a report comes out saying that there is something that's even more dangerous out there than alcohol. Something even more dangerous than tobacco. You know what it is?
Don't say weed.
Air pollution.
Oh, that's correct.
Air pollution, worse than any of that. It's on average costing people a couple of years, 2.3 years off of their life globally. Just air pollution generally. That the CDC, the WHO, not the CDC, thinks that 92% of global life expectancy loss is being created by not the United States, but by, you want to take a guess at where in the world it comes from, all
China.
Pollution? That's right, Africa and Asia. So they're making three quarters of the air pollution occurs in just six countries: Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, China, Nigeria, and Indonesia. Way to be a part of the club, Nigeria.
They're not just for scamming anymore.
That's right. And people in those areas are losing as much as 6 years off of their life just on average because of the air they're breathing, is kind of what the report says. So just when you thought you'd worried about everything plenty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Idalia is close to making landfall along the Big Bend of Florida. It's a Category 4 storm, maximum sustained winds of 130 miles an hour. National Hurricane Center specialist Eric Blake says it's not just the wind that's life-threatening.
We really want to emphasize the potentially catastrophic storm surge of 12 to 16 feet in that region.
Evacuations were ordered in 30 Florida counties. No word yet on a motive for the murder of a University of North Carolina professor Monday.
Today he will be remembered at Chapel Hill in a customary way.
In honor of Dr. Yen's memory, we will ring the bell tower here on campus.
A moment of silence will follow. Yan's accused killer, Tai Lei Chi, was in court Tuesday to be charged with murder and gun possession.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531.
News per hour.
News Radio 92.3. It is 76 degrees right now. Partly cloudy here in Pensacola. An ominous warning for residents in the Big Bend area.
Hey, David, yeah. We just got the governor is actually
governor
speaking
right now.
Let's go ahead and go to the EOC in Tallahassee. Here, I got it.
Places like Northeast Florida, we have already had 11 tornado warnings. And there are more tornadoes possible, even and especially in the very outer bands of the storm. So these are places that are way outside the cone that you see on the TV screen. So please keep in mind those are very, very dangerous situations. When the storm passes, do not drive in flooded streets and assume that all down power lines are still hot and live. And there's going to be people working to remedy that, and we've got a lot of people staged, but that is very hazardous in the immediate aftermath of the storm. We currently have 54,000 households that are out of power throughout the state of Florida, but there have been over 100,000 households that have already been restored through hard work all through the night, and those restoration efforts are ongoing. Any place it's safe to do, people are there working to get that done. As soon as it's safe to do so, when the winds die down to a sufficient level, search and rescue efforts will begin. We have 8 urban search and rescue teams staged, ready to go, 33 ambulance strike teams, 5,500 National Guardsmen. We also have the Coast Guard on standby should that be necessary. There will be an immediate effort to restore power to people who lose power. There's 30,000 plus linemen stationed and ready to go to commence restoration efforts. For local municipalities and electric co-ops, please accept mutual aid. These are folks that can come supplement your efforts. And again, the goal is just to get everybody back online as quickly as possible. There will be a lot of debris from this storm. There's going to be a need to have all hands on deck to be able to do. And accordingly, our Florida Department of Transportation, we have 650 pieces of heavy equipment and trucks staged for cut and toss operations post-storm. We anticipate there to be a lot of debris, a lot of down trees, a lot of down power lines, and there's going to be a need for this. We also have 1,100 generators staged for traffic signal restoration. We anticipate that that's going to be a problem in a number of communities as well. fuel. We have 1.2 million gallons staged. We're also arranging more fuel to come in by truck just to make up for whatever may not be coming in through the normal course of business with things like the Port of Tampa being closed. And so there's a lot of fuel that has been arranged to be here, and our goal is to not have any major fuel interruptions. In terms of communications, there's 500 plus Starlink internets ready for deployment to places that need to be. There's already been almost 250 that have been deployed. So as affected areas need that connectivity, Florida Division of Emergency Management is going to work to provide that. They also have 3,000 generators staged and ready to surge for areas that need some power. Now, if you're using a generator in your personal home, please do not run that generator inside your home. Do not run it inside your garage. It must be run outside your house. It needs to be at least 20 feet away from doors and windows, and you have to point the exhaust away from your home. We do not want to see any fatalities as a result of misuse of generators. So there's a lot of people that are on deck right now. There's going to be a lot of efforts as this storm passes, but this thing is hitting really within the next hour and a half, most likely. It's going to make landfall. It is a major hurricane, as we've been saying it was likely to be for the last couple days. And we just hope everybody stays safe. Don't put your life at risk by doing anything dumb at this point. This thing's powerful. If you're inside, just hunker down until it gets past you. You don't want to be messing around with these winds. There's going to be things flying all over the place. Obviously, if you're in a place that's close to the coast and you see that surge, that's going to be legitimate surge. It's going to be a big, big deal, and it's going to be very, very dangerous. And there we go with our power here. We're back. So I'm going to have Kevin Guthrie come up. We'll also hear from Major General Haas, Admiral Schofield, and then one of our Leon County Commissioners, Christian Caban, will be here. So, Kevin.
Right on time, 5-second delay and kick those generators in. So thank God that's working. As the governor said, the storm is here. It is here now. It is just off the coast of the Big Bend, looking like Keaton Beach is going to be the location in which we have landfall. Stay off the roads. If you're sheltering in place at home, stay inside your home. If you're at a shelter or hotel, please do not leave at this time. Conditions are deteriorating outside in the impacted areas. Shelter, again, as we said, shelter in place as safely as you can where you can. We are seeing a 2 to 3 foot of storm surge in the Tampa Bay area. We're seeing about 4 foot of storm surge right now at Cedar Key. Because of the high tide, which is coming, the tide is starting to come back in throughout the all the way from Tampa Bay all the way up through Apalachicola Bay. Storm surge will dramatically increase over the next couple of hours. We are seeing a lot of tornado warnings. So far, there have been 11, as the governor has said, of the 4 or 5 that have happened since about 3 a.m. this morning. At least 3 of those, by our meteorologists, have indicated radar-indicated tornadoes. In other words, they have seen debris in those rotations. But that will all be confirmed by the National Weather Service local forecasting offices throughout the day. We will obviously see more tornadic activity as the day goes along. If you are in a tornado warning in your area, get to an interior room free from windows. Consider putting mattresses and things over your head, even to include helmets. We can replace a lot of limbs, but we cannot replace your head, obviously. So please protect your head, cover your head at all costs. There will be also life-threatening winds in the Big Bend today. We could see gusts over 100 miles an hour. We could see sustained winds well over 130 miles an hour as we have this Cat 4 landfall. All of these are life-threatening conditions, so please do everything you can to stay safe where you are, because first responders may not be able to reach you during the storm. You need to be prepared to take care of yourself and your family while you're sheltering in place. Ambulances, search and rescue teams, others, first responders will get to you just as fast as we possibly can once the winds die down to a point where we can respond to you. We do not want you putting first responders at risk unnecessarily. In Southwest Florida, as the governor has already mentioned, we've already restored over 100,000 accounts with power. I want to thank the men and women of our utilities, both or all three independent owned utilities, municipal electric associations, and cooperatives. Really appreciate the hard work that they've been doing, even here in Tallahassee as I was coming back to the EOC in the early wee morning hours. You know, Tallahassee Electric was out restoring power here in the Capital Region. So again, very much appreciate what they're doing. We will continue to respond as we can. As I said, we've already started responding to issues in Southwest Florida. I talked to Representative Adam Botana from Fort Myers Beach this morning at about 3 a.m., and he has said it's very Irma-like conditions, not a lot of storm surge, not a lot of damage, but certainly not Ian. But he said it's very reminiscent of what they experienced in Hurricane Irma, so we're happy to hear that. I'd appreciate him giving me a call and giving me a ground truth. We are here. We are ready. We will deploy our response and recovery teams just as quickly as we possibly can. You know, we like to move very quickly here at the division. We are ready to provide the needed support to our Big Bend communities, as well as communities with standing impacts from the other bands of the storm. Under the governor's leadership, we have certainly amassed a great team here at the division, and with state agency heads that have moved bureaucracy and red tape to get things done to where we're restoring 100,000 accounts in less than 8 hours. So please rest assured, we will do whatever it takes to help our communities recover from Idalia. We have General Haas here this morning. Again, John, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you and your team. Admiral Schofield the same way. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. They have helicopters ready to go. As soon as they're going to be able to get back into this area, they are going to be flying. They're going to be in the area. So, again, thank you for both of you being here. Governor. Go ahead.
Good morning, and Governor, thank you again for your leadership and your continued support of your Florida National Guard. Director Guthrie, thank you again for your tremendous work and the work of your team to protect our Florida citizens. Our thoughts and prayers go out to those in the affected areas of the storm that are being those that are being affected already. As I mentioned yesterday, the Florida National Guard is fully mobilized with over 5,500 soldiers and airmen ready to support hurricane response efforts. We expect that throughout the day, we will be actively engaged in a multitude of missions, including search and rescue, damage assessment, and route clearance. In addition, we continue to man the State Logistics Response Center and many other logistic and staging areas throughout the state of Florida, as well as support the 26 county emergency management operations centers with liaison specialists. The Florida National Guard currently has on hand 2,400 vehicles available, including high mobility and high water vehicles, 14 rotary wing aircraft with additional aviation assets coordinated with our neighboring states through a mutual aid agreement, and 23 small watercraft to support search and rescue operations and delivery of supplies to flooded areas. Your Florida National Guard is prepared to accomplish any missions required by the Department of Emergency Management, and we stand ready to support our neighbors and fellow citizens in need. Thank you.
All right, good morning. Governor, Director Guthrie, and fellow Floridians, the Coast Guard is standing the watch to support our state and federal partners. Our highest priority is always saving lives. We pre-positioned 15 aircraft and more than 25 cutters and 20 flood response teams prepared to respond in the wake of the storm as soon as conditions safely allow. We have pre-positioned aircraft in Miami and West Palm Beach, and they'll be the first ones to respond in the wake of the storm. Yesterday, these flight crews conducted overflights of the Western Florida area up to the Big Bend area and made call-outs to mariners to seek shelter, as well as to really familiarize ourselves with the landscape pre-storm arrival. So we're ready to go. We're also assembling our flood response teams from both inside and outside the state so we can assist both the Florida team and FEMA with the urban search and rescue. We're also ready to launch aircraft for urgent maritime search and rescue.
in the vicinity of Tampa and the Big Bend area as the storm passes. Our second priority is the reconstitution of ports and waterways, really critical to our marine transportation system, so urgently needed so that resources can make it to the communities in need. We expect to begin overflight damage assessment of the west coast of Florida at first light as soon as the storm passes and safe flight conditions allow. We will follow in the wake of the storm to also assist with impacts on the east coast of Florida. Our buoy tenders and units will conduct port assessments and reconstitution efforts with our aids to navigation teams and the Army Corps of Engineers. Depending on sea conditions and port conditions, we hope to have those cutters near shore in the next several days. Our third priority is environmental response to address pollution or contamination concerns as a result of the hurricane and the storm surge flooding. The marine environmental response to mitigate and clean up potential pollutants and damaged infrastructure will be a long, committed effort. We're entering the response phase of this operation. This is one of the most critical and certainly the most dangerous of our operations in response to the hurricane. Because these are dangerous conditions, we need to ensure that our aircraft and rescue crews can operate safely, especially as they may encounter downed power lines, surging and receding floodwaters, and other visible and subsurface hazards. Our crews are really highly trained and fully equipped to meet this challenge. Once again, our highest priority is to save lives here for fellow Floridians. If you need assistance but are in a safe location, we ask you to communicate your stress for first responders by dialing 911 or calling on VHF radio channel 16. And definitely stay where you are. We will come to you. If you don't need assistance, we ask you to stay put in safe shelter. Please allow the emergency responders to do their job safely without interference. Thank you to our local, state, and federal partners working together in this hurricane effort. We really appreciate the partnership. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Christian Caban. I'm a Leon County Commissioner. I'm here today to assist in the briefing of our community on the impacts of Hurricane Idalia. Leon County residents, Hurricane Idalia.
All right, we're going to pull away from the press conference going on live at the Emergency Operations Center in Tallahassee. You heard a lot of good information there. The number of linemen prepared to respond after the storm has gone up consistently. It was 20,000, then it was 26,000, now it's 30,000. Kevin Guthrie did mention that even though there have been 11 tornado warnings out, three radar indicated, that's, you know, basically they are seeing evidence of tornadic activity. All that has to be verified after the fact, but the good news so far, such as it is that even though this is expected to make landfall as a Category 4 within the next hour and a half, and by the wind map that I'm looking at has it like onshore, almost onshore just now even, so this is very close to being onshore as a Category 4 hurricane at 130 miles an hour. The good news from Fort Myers, the reports are that it's more like Irma and not like Ian, which is very good news if that holds. But again, the storm surge prediction has been raised consistently over the last couple of days to now being 12 to 16 feet in the most direct areas of the Big Bend that are going to be directly impacted by the storm. So we'll keep you abreast of all this. Obviously, we're watching very closely and keeping our neighbors to the east in our prayers and our thoughts, and knowing that our own folks, I mean, you know, our Travis Tompkins and Eric Gilmore, and I'm sorry, I forget the name of the guy from Santa Rosa County, they're in the EOC right now as the storm. Well, you even had the not at Tallahassee, but you know, in Lafayette, Florida, where they've got their EOC, they're actually in there waiting for this thing to hit so they can be closest to the response when it comes with the experience that they've got. Interesting note, you saw the Tallahassee EOC lost power for a couple of seconds there, and then the generators kicked on, everything was good, but you know, right in the middle of the press conference. So that's Tallahassee, you know, which is still a significant ways to the north and the west of the center of the storm, which is why they keep saying impacts well outside of the eye, impacts well outside of the eye. The rain and the kind of the storm shape on the radar, on our News Radio ThreatNet radar, goes as far west as basically the timeline, which is, you know, the Alabama-Georgia border running south. So Panama City is like the outskirts of where they're seeing the effects right now. 549 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Don't miss Sibling Harmony Trio, Girl Named Tom, live at the Pensacola Sanger Theater on Friday, September 15th. Experience the familial harmonies and heartfelt performances of the first ever trio to win NBC's The Voice on September the 15th. Reserved seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Sonia with Chill Out Cryo Spa tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how tomorrow at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Nazis. I hate these guys.
Oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock?
So we just got done with the Tallahassee Emergency Operations Center briefing. In fact, some of that is still going on, but I wanted to give you the bulk of the information. I don't know about you, but you know, the governor speaks. The governor's a source of respect, authority, and reassurance. Kevin Guthrie is the emergency manager for the state of Florida. He's a source of assurance and capability and authority. But there's nothing quite like a two-star, you know, or above, right? And when the Coast Guard Rear Admiral Doug Schofield...
The Coast Guard is standing the watch to support our state and federal partners. Our highest priority is always saving lives.
Military guys just have a different tone. I know the governor's a former military guy, but I don't know. There's something about the flag officers that's kind of like, yeah, okay, thanks. That makes me feel better. 5:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The U.S. is deploying B-1B bombers in drills with South Korea and Japan. South Korea's defense ministry says the supersonic bombers flew alongside American F-16s and South Korean FA-50 jets during ongoing military exercises. the annual large-scale exercise in response to North Korea's nuclear and missile threats. President Biden says his administration is working on lowering costs for seniors on Medicare. He announced that they'll soon begin their first round of drug price negotiations under the Inflation Reduction Act. The prescription drugs include those that treat heart failure, blood clots, diabetes, and other illnesses. And we got an update on the NFL player that had a heart attack on the football field earlier this year. You remember Damar Hamlin. Mm-hmm. Well, reports are he's been working on getting back into shape, and he wants to get back into the game. Hamlin has been has made the Buffalo Bills 53-man roster. And reports are saying he'll likely serve as a backup safety or special teams player for this season.
All right. Wow. That's great. So thanks.
Quite
so much
the recovery.
Yeah, that's right. And is it just me or is it like, oh, yeah, it's football week. Like all of a sudden we're getting, you know.
There's so much else going on.
I know. It's crazy. It's like the Argos play Friday and it snuck up on me. And then, you know, we got all the other NCAA Division I games, you know, are getting started this weekend and everything like, oh. Oh, yeah, it's football season again. Woohoo! Just in time. 555 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. No, I'm just not going to do that right now. What happens a lot of times, I get on the show, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. Somebody asked me yesterday, how do you plan out your show, Andrew? Minute by minute. You know, whatever captivates my attention, right. Minute by minute. Look. Francis Suarez has dropped out of the presidential race.
Well, oh, really?
He suspended his presidential
This
campaign.
Is the mayor from South Florida, right?
That's right. And, you know, I don't think there's ever been a case where somebody unsuspended their presidential race. You know, it's always like, we're just going to take a break, maybe separate for a little while, you know, have our own apartments and kind of see how it goes. That doesn't ever lead to marriage. You know, that doesn't ever lead back to reconciliation. Same thing here. So he's out. He failed to qualify for the second debate and he's done, which, you know, kind of like, was he ever in it to begin with? Not really. I don't know if others are also not going to qualify for subsequent debates, but I'm not surprised that we're already starting to see the field. Weirdly, it's not nearly as big as it's been in the past. You know, sometimes it's been as many as, 17 or something when Trump ran in 2016.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But no, it wasn't. I mean, two days of debates? Good Lord. You know,
I like it when they all yell at each other.
Who wants to watch the B-team debate? Like, none of these people are relevant to this conversation.
We did feel it earlier this week.
What's that?
Last week.
Yeah, but that was only, seven on the stage?
That's true.
But that's
allowable. The B team.
Well, compared to the Trump's the A team, yeah, I suppose that's fair. Anyway, so he's out. Also, we got interesting notes, weird note. So this Jacksonville shooter, the murderer in Jacksonville, killed these three people inside the, now I'm going to say it wrong because I apologize. In my head, my wife always makes fun of me for this. In my head, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, all of these stores are all the exact same store to me.
They're not.
I know they're not, okay? I know they're not rationally, but it's like I can't, Pet Smart, Pet Mart, Pet store, grocery. I don't. They're all the same thing in my head. I know they're not, but
you.
In my head, I have a trouble differentiating them. Okay, so and the only reason I bring that up is because he shot and killed those people at the Dollar General.
Correct.
But he didn't start the day there. He started at a Family Dollar.
He went to another one first?
Yeah, in a different store. So
right,
You know, so he started at the Family Dollar at 12:23, and he was in a mask. He did not have guns, apparently, and we know from later on that he put his bulletproof vest on later, but he was opening doors for people, black customers only, not white customers. I don't know. That's what it
says. In a mask?
Yeah. He's wearing a mask, opening the door, and this is what the report says, opening the door for black customers, and then he went to Edward Waters University. Okay, that's where he got, you know, reported by a student and turned around by the security guard and put on the bulletproof vest, but left. And then he went to the Dollar General store about a mile from the first one where he shot and killed three people.
It's
awful. It is.
Yeah.
It's obscene what ended up happening, but, you know, what a super bizarre series of events even, you know, kind of leading up to all of that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Completely different note. You know what the new amenity is for houses that is like the must-have for the high-end homes? That
Tell
if
me.
You really, pickleball court.
No.
You know,
are you serious?
Yes, they're making homes now, you know, luxury homes with pickleball courts because the kind of people who typically have the money to buy the nice homes are at that age where pickleball appeals to them.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.